The StoryCorps mobile booth wrapped up their stay in Fort Collins earlier this month. For the rest of May, we'll be bringing you a few of the stories recorded at the booth. Liz Barnes and Lori Daigle came to tell the story of their remarkable relationship. After falling for each other as teenagers in New Orleans, they fell out of touch for years, until a chance encounter on Facebook brought them back together.
We were growing up in New Orleans, good Catholic girls, and both of us played sports for rival high schools. I was on the junior varsity team, and you were on the varsity team, and so we watched varsity play first. And I remember watching you play because you were such an amazing athlete, and you had a cute nose. We played against each other practice games and things like that, so I remember meeting you then.
I was just thinking about the way we felt about each other in the summer of 81. We just knew something was going on, but we didn't know how to even talk about it or describe it.
For me, I was, you know, having some feelings, but didn't quite know what those were because we were good Catholic girls and we had no role models back in the 80s for what that even was. But there was definitely an attraction. And I think one of those nights we kissed, I can't remember. But I do remember when we used to tour with the softball team, we'd go on the road and we'd sleep in the same bed and we'd hold hands under the covers. I remember that.
Yes, I remember that too. I actually remember that first kiss. We drove out to the parking lot of Lake Pontchartrain.
Oh, Pontchartrain Beach? At the beach at Pontchartrain Beach. Yeah.
Yes.
You'll have fun every day of the week.
I remember that, and I remember never being so afraid and so excited in my entire life. I've just had adored you for so long, but we were so young, and we weren't supposed to feel that the way that we felt, so it was frightening loving you the way I did.
I remember being really scared because we kissed, and then we never talked about it with each other even.
Right.
I remember that we just kind of went about business as usual, and then you went off to college, and I stayed in New Orleans. We lost touch.
I was always afraid to tell my parents how I was feeling. When I did at 19, that didn't go well at all.
Yeah.
And it really made life, you know, difficult for me. You know, who am I? Because I knew what I wanted and I knew who I wanted to be, but it led to how do I get back into my family? And in doing so, I guess the answer to that was to get married to a man and have children. And that's what I did for 17 years. What did you do in that time?
I started playing in bands and singing in bands in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. Then I came to Colorado, Fort Collins, and started playing music here and writing songs.
2 weeks after my divorce was final, you and I reconnected on Facebook 28 years later. And all the old memories, all the old feelings, everything just came flooding back.
Then after we connected, you came out to Colorado to visit, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, let's see if we can get together.
I just saw you and all I wanted to do was kiss you again.
So 28 years later.
In the parking lot of DIA.
In the parking lot of DIA. So romantic. We had learned how to kiss over the years.
Had a little more confidence.
Should we end with a song?
I think we should end
with beach,
a song.
At the beach, at Pontchartrain Beach. You'll have fun every day of the week.
Lori and Liz were married in 2015. They live in Fort Collins. For more from the StoryCorps mobile booth, head to KUNC.org. StoryCorps is sponsored locally by Kaiser Permanente.